White House senior advisor Stephen Miller has tested positive for COVID-19. He's been working remotely and self-isolating. Miller's latest case of coronavirus reported among Donald Trump's inner circle. Others include close advisor Hope Hicks, White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany, and Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien. Kyrgyzstan's election commission has annulled the results of parliamentary elections following nationwide protests. The date for a new round of voting is expected to be announced within 2 weeks. Clashes between police and protesters in the past few days have left one person dead and close to 700 others injured. Protesters have seized several assets in the country's capital, including the parliament and government buildings. On Tuesday, the country's prime minister and parliament speaker stepped down. In an address to the nation, President Sooronbay Jeenbekov slammed political forces inciting the turmoil.
Dear compatriots, certain political forces tried to illegally seize power last night. They used the elections as a pretext and violently disrupt public order, depriving peaceful citizens of rest.
He called on political parties to calm their supporters and move them away from public places. Meanwhile, Russia's calling for negotiations to solve the current political crisis in the Central Asian country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls on all Kyrgyz parties to engage in dialogue and agree on a way forward within the constitutional framework. Rock star Eddie Van Halen has died of cancer. He was 65. The guitarist was born in Amsterdam in 1955 and moved with his family to the Los Angeles suburb of Pasadena in the early 1960s. He studied piano but later switched to guitar and was one of the founding members of hard-rocking band Van Halen. His pioneering technique earned himself a place among the top rock guitarists. He was voted the greatest guitar player of all time by the Guitar World magazine in 2012. The founder of U.S. antivirus software company McAfee has been arrested in Barcelona on charges of tax evasion. John McAfee was detained on Saturday before boarding a flight to Istanbul with a British passport. The 75-year-old's been in Spain since March. U.S. authorities have alleged he hid millions of dollars of income from tax authorities from 2014 to 2018 by using fake bank accounts in other people's names. He's also accused of concealing other assets, including a yacht and real estate, in the names of others. The ozone hole over the Antarctic has reached its peak this year and has become one of the largest holes in recent years. Various measures have been introduced to reduce the hole since ozone depletion over the Antarctic continent was first spotted in 1985. They include the Montreal Protocol on substances that deplete the ozone layer, which restricts ozone-destroying halocarbons. Although experts are optimistic that the hole has slowly been recovering, Claire Nollis from the World Meteorological Organization is warning people to remain committed to protecting the ozone layer.
The Montreal Protocol, which effectively phased out ozone-eating substances, it is one of the most effective, successful environmental treaties of all time. We cannot, however, be complacent.
The ozone hole begins to grow at the start of the Antarctic spring in August and usually reaches its peak around October. Ozone depletion relies on extremely cold temperatures. Scientists are predicting that the ozone hole in spring will become smaller and recover as a seasonal event.